Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Vince in the Bay. We're having some technical difficulties here. I hope you'll stand by. I'm not even in my own chat room right now. I'm going to come back into the chat room in a second. I'm taking your calls, though, 347-826-7667. I'm going to play some more music here, work out the kinks, and then get back into the chat room and get things going here. We'll be right back.
And we're back. It's Vince in the Bay with you. Hopefully you are able to hear me if you're listening. And I appreciate you listening. The number here to call in if you'd like to join me is 347-826-7667. I, of course, put on this show spontaneously, and it looks like your girl Callie has put on a show spontaneously as well. So since we've got really low turnout in my show, which I'm pretty disappointed about, the last couple of shows I've done have been pretty spectacular as far as turnout goes. It's weird. I'm not even showing up on the BTR chat rooms. It's kind of weird. Why is that happening? It's sort of just a conspiracy there. But my chat's open, so feel free to join me. Either in the chat or on the phone, 347-826-7667. Now, let's see if there's some way I can actually call your girl, Kelly. First, I got to figure out her name. I'm going to play another track here while I get that dialed in. We're going to play this track here and come back and spend some time with your girl Callie and see what's going on with her show right now. So I'll be right back. Let's see. I just uploaded a couple of tracks before I went on the air tonight, and I'd like to play one of them. I think I have to refresh my switchboard here. Once again, that number, 347-826-7667. Join me here on the air. I'm going to try to play some music here for your listening pleasure. And there was something I was rocking out to. Oh, yeah, really, I was really in a rocking mood. And so I uploaded some rocking stuff, like this, Sweet Apple, Flying Above.
I'm off.
Holy shit, that was a lot of noise. My God. That was sweet apple. My God, my chat room. I'm sorry if the chat room craps out on you. I'm trying to get your girl Callie's number. This is one on your girl Callie's Twitter page, and it says, shit, I gotta reopen this. God damn it. I apologize for the chat room shenanigans. So check this out. Yeah, I'm not in the live chat. They don't even show me in the live chat, Blue Sky. It's ridiculous. Anyways, I'm gonna call your girl Callie show. But check this out. I swear to God, this is like I'm gonna paste this into the chat room. This is exactly what she just tweeted. Check this out. Look at that number. Area code 347. You can't hear anything. You got to be hearing something. Refresh. Refresh. You should be hearing something. But, yeah. Hopefully you can refresh, come back, and hear me here. But, yeah, look at your girl Callie's phone line is area code 347-3247-9404. I think it's actually 32. I get her on the line here. But I actually think it's actually 3279404. Okay, let's check this out. I'm going to merge the calls here.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
This is technically not a full show.
All right,
it's not prepped or anything.
Here we are.
But yeah, definitely. I have a caller from the 209. Hi, 209.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing, Miss Callie?
I am doing great, Dave Morris. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You've been awful kind about me.
Oh, I don't know. I did not.
Okay, so what we're doing right now, that's Callie's show. And I called in. For some reason, I can't. I'm pressing 1 to try to enter the queue, but it doesn't seem to be working.
At the moment,
working.
So get out.
Got it.
I will definitely get out your number on there. I will.
Oh,
you know how. I might. But everyone, this is Dave Morris. He's my famous celebrity DJ, radio DJ husband.
And it's
wow, he sounds
on there.
I know.
Right? So in other words, he's your lover.
It's been a while. I think the last show I had. Oh no, wait! I did a Ustream one. I did a Blog Talk Radio show and Ustream at the same time, which I think was a couple
wow.
of.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? First time I tried it.
Okay, so that's Callie's show. That's what we're missing over there. For some reason, I can't raise my hand in her chat. I don't know what's up. I tried, no sound. There's got to be sound. You got to hear sound. There's no way you can't hear sound. I'm unmuted.
You know that I'm like a big fan of them, so I played their songs. And
can you hear her? Can you hear her talking right now? And me talking.
Pedro.
Now I'm gonna put her on mute, and she'd just be hearing me talking now. Still no sound, Mystic. Son of a biscuit! I don't know what's going on here. I wonder if I can add a call on. More options. if anybody out there knows anything about Skype, is there a way to do like a conference call deal? Like, I unhold it, mute it, unmute it, but can you add an extra call? Oh my God, no sound? You gotta be kidding me. All right, that's it. We're gonna play another song. Hardcore. That's the Black Angels of Telephone off of Persephone's Dream. You're back here with Vince in the Bay. Apparently, we've been having some audio problems. Everybody that's come in has said there's been no sound, which is quite disturbing. We did have Callie on there for a little while. We were tuned into her show. I could hear it. I don't know if everybody out there could hear it, but welcome back, Blue Sky 69. Mystic was having some audio problems and she bounced. I don't know, maybe she's resetting her computer, maybe, I don't know, maybe there was some, there's been some funky audio stuff going on my end. It could have been me, it could have been her, who knows, but all I know is right now it's just you and me, Blue Sky 69. It's finally us together, and nobody's around. We have the show all to ourselves. We can get naughty if you want to. The number's 347-826-7667. Of course, you know, we can also do some cyber in the chat room if you'd rather do that. It's up to you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us here for this disorderly conduct program. I hopped onto BTR thinking that Mrs. TG and Sidebar would be going on right now. Apparently that wasn't happening. So I decided to do a show. And then as I was perusing the BTR, I noticed that Callie had a show going. So I tried to do the simulcast. It didn't really seem to be working. I don't know. My phone is acting weird. And I really wish there was a way. I mean, there's got to be a way in add to conference. How come I can't do that? I wish there was. I knew there if there was a way on Skype to conference call. There is a thing for video, but it's not enabled right now. Technology. What can you do? I guess we'll just have to play some more rock and roll. I'll try to figure this thing out and see if we can't do a little simulcast from Callie's show. So stick around for that. If you want to join me on the phone line here, it's 347-826-7667. You know, I'll go into some more music here. I uploaded a couple tracks just before I went on the air here, and I forgot what they were, but I played one of them right there, or a couple of seconds ago, a couple of songs ago, I played one of those. Oh, here's a classic. I uploaded this, Funkadelic, Super Stupid. I'll be right back.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Okay, so I got it on conference call on my phone, and I don't know, I can't, for some reason, I can't raise my hand in the room, so I guess I'm just listening. Oh, well. I'm really going to fail this experiment here. Blue Sky is tripping out. She's zooming in and out of the conversation here. Oh, well. Well, hopefully Callie will come over here after her show. Her show, I think, ends in another half an hour, maybe? I don't know. This train wreck of a program right here, your disorderly conduct program with Vince and the Bay, this monstrosity, the glory rolls on for this cavalcade of excitement. For another hour and 27 minutes. So strap yourself in, kids. It's going to be amazing. All your dreams will come true. If you just hang in there with me and give me a call at 347-826-7667. I'm taking your calls. We can chop it up about just about anything. We can go in on the elections, on... Well, people are already talking about the presidential race for 2012, like they haven't already been talking about it. But that's going on. The Giants just won the World Series. People are stoked about that. I could just go to my Twitter feed here and see if there's anything interesting catches my eye. If I could recommend one person, if you're into just like random ancient Egyptian era history, historical facts and tidbits and stuff, follow Smash Rockwell. That's at Smash Rockwell. I don't know if it's case sensitive, but if it is, the only thing that's uppercase is the first S. And Smash, that's Smash Rockwell, Rockwell. That would be the Twitter account of one casual of the hieroglyphics crew, Bay Area. He's his Twitter feed is a trip. And he talks about a lot about African history, and he's a student of history for sure. And his Twitter feed is a trip. I love this. Okay, so the tweet your 16-year-old self hashtag is what's trending right now. No, I'm not going to participate. Not interested. I think it's actually rather embarrassing what a lot of people are putting, but I refuse to use that hashtag. It's just not going to happen. Blue Sky is refreshed. I'm refreshed too. I'd like to refresh myself some more. I'm getting low on water here. You know, you want to take care of that cotton mouth. I don't know what I'm saying. So I'm taking calls 347-826-7667. Let's do a little peek in on with your girl Callie to see what's going on with her show.
You know, I don't think Blog Talk ever did this. It's two shows at once. What's up, Vince? You're live and on my show.
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me?
That's exciting. Yeah,
I can hear you.
Excellent.
What's up,
I can
Vincent?
Hear me too.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, what's
this
happening? Are you behaving over here?
Always. Right,
that's
Dave?
Not good to
we're always
Mike's
behaving.
Yeah.
But what are you guys doing over at your show since you decided to have a show at the same time as me?
Oh, we're having an amazing time over here at the Disorderly Conduct. Blue Sky 69 is going at it in the chat room here with me. I have guests who's in there listening. It's just insanity.
It's insanity.
We thought we'd,
we'd share the
enjoyment with you folks over here. At Bird Girl
right,
Callie
well,
doing her impromptu show. If I knew you were doing a show, I wouldn't even done a show. I would just crash your show.
I'm listening to music. I'm like, I'm going to do a show. I was on Blog Tech earlier. And I was like, I'm going to do a random ass show. And then I wasn't going to do Ustream. And I'm like, I was just going to, you know, play music. And then Dave Morris, my famous husband, who's on air in California, decides to call me. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like,
your uncommitted husband.
Yeah. I don't know.
This show, I don't know.
I welcome everybody. I welcome everyone. I got some new listeners. I have a girl from Detroit in my chat. Sorry, Vince. I took her. I stole her from her.
You stole my girl from Detroit. I can't believe it.
Yep.
I see where her loyalty lies. I'm sorry.
I said, Vincent, where's your show based out of?
My show is currently based out of San Jose, California.
Oh, awesome.
The South Bay. I'm sorry?
That's where I plan to go to school next year.
Sweet. Where? San Jose State?
Correct.
RTVF?
Oh, not for TV, no. No, I decided to go back into art. I decided to go back into art.
Oh, they have a good college radio station there. I did college radio when I was there.
I was going to go there for radio, and then I decided I'm already in the field, and a degree wasn't going to do me any good in getting farther. So.
But, Dave, when Vince has to go to L.A., he has to go through Los Banos, and he tweets me every time he goes through Los Banos. So when me and Dave were out there in Los Banos, we're like, yeah, to the bathrooms. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with the bathrooms or whatever, but yeah, Los Banos, California. Whatever, I'm white, okay? But I speak several different languages. If you did not know, I speak English. Not that well, obviously. Spanish, not that well. I speak dumbass, idiot, slut, and a little bit of idiot. But and I don't speak math. But those are the languages
I speak.
You speak
Korean, too, don't you?
No, not really.
I could have sworn I was talking to you in Korean the other day.
I also can speak hip-hop. I'm down with the language.
No guy.
What?
Yeah, people confuse Korean with hip hop a lot, but no, it was definitely Korean.
a lot.
What else do I speak? I speak dumbass. If I didn't say that, I'm fluent in that.
People confuse dumbass with idiot.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I couldn't think of very many adjectives. Okay, the whole point is I speak a lot of languages. I speak some Italian. I can't really tell you anything right now in Italian because I get those e-books or audiobooks and I drive around California and I'll be like, bueno, and some crap. And then, like, the car next to me looks at me like I'm an idiot, but that's what I do on my spare time. I don't, because I listen to the radio all the time at work, I might as well just freaking listen to audiobooks when I'm driving 40 miles, 40 minutes, I mean. Yeah. Anyways, everyone. one seems to be going quiet. Girl from Detroit doesn't think that you can hear
me. I'm just touching myself.
Oh.
You're touching yourself?
Yeah, I'm getting into it. Sorry, I get quiet when I get into it.
It's okay.
No. Well, opposed to the screamers, there's going to be the screamers and there's going to be the ones that get quiet.
I like to be matched up with the screamers. I don't scream myself.
Even at the sound.
Yeah, I love vocalization from a female counterpart. It's always a plus.
I think this is. Even though I'm very, very bold and outrageous on my show, like, I don't like where this is going. This is very, in the terms of sexual harassment, very unwanted. Just saying.
Hey, you know, it's only sexual harassment if it's unwanted. That's the key.
I didn't ask you if you wanted to touch my pee-pee, and then I'll give you a raise.
What kind of raise?
Well.
Yeah, damn it.
All senses of the word. Yeah.
You set yourself up for that one. But,
Yeah, you know, I think if anybody touched my pee-pee, I'm going to give them a raise.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to get paid for a year, but.
Whatever is your prerogative. I'm bitter. Can I say that I'm bitter? I'm bitter. I really don't like to talk about relationships.
Oh, I know you're bitter. I saw you in the van last week. I started talking about my life, and then you're just like, you pretended to fall into tears. I didn't know what to do. I was not looking at the road at that point.
Oh, God. I was like, I remember, honestly, the one thing that I remember is, like, I'm not crying over that bitch. That's the first thing I said, right? Or this whole situation. Then I go to the situation, and then I'm always like, I'm driving home, like, I'm not crying over this bitch, and I'm not going to do it. So I'm not going to do it. And so I was bitter the next day, though.
Bitter.
By the way, girls, don't date guys. Just be alone. Being alone is okay.
Just have casual sex with him.
No, like, you can get a vibrator for that. Like, you don't need a guy.
And when you're done with it, you just stick under the bed and you won't hear it whine either.
Exactly. Ladies, you don't need a man. You don't need, him. You don't need to take care of him. You just don't need it. You just don't. It's just drama. I shouldn't say anything else because, honestly, I don't want to get in trouble and I've already over the situation and, like, yeah. Delete it off Facebook and Twitter and phones and life. Definitely do that. You don't deserve bullshit. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to just call.
Did Charlie Murphy die?
Why didn't... I don't know. I know I'm all up on news, but I don't know who that is. Let me check my Twitter. No.
You can check your Twitter right now. What kind of twat did you get?
There's nothing on Twitter that says that.
It doesn't appear that Charlie Murphy, he's trending on Twitter, but he's not dead. From what I could tell so far, Charlie Murphy was booed off stage at an appearance at Grambling State University in Grambling, Louisiana.
Also, a warning, do not eat meat from Costco. Cheese, it's cheese. Don't eat cheese from Costco if you live in a certain area. The Gouda is bad. Don't eat it. You can get E. coli. Another E. coli breakout. It was eggs and what else was it recently? Eggs, milk? No, it was not milk. shopping. Remember, I don't go grocery shopping.
Eggs. When you cook eggs properly, you won't get that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I still live at home, okay? I don't cook. But, no, don't eat any raw Gouda cheese. You get E. coli if you live in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, and California. Right now, currently, is only in the San Diego area. Is it San Diego area in California? But, yeah, don't eat good cheese from Costco. No free samples at Costco anymore. Also, happy birthday, Diddy. I don't know how old you are, but happy birthday. And if anyone hasn't checked out this, check out The Talk. It's a CBS rendition of The View. I like it better than The View because Sharon Osbourne's on there. And
Sharon Osbourne.
Mm-hmm. And I personally think, and I'm still hoping that MTV or any network, I will go on any network, whether it's BET, VH1, Nickelodeon, Disney, ABC Family. I'm a little too racy for Disney and Nickelodeon, and maybe a little bit of ABC. But I want my own reality show, and if I have to get pregnant and I'll say that I'm 16, I will get pregnant and say that I'm 16 and have a baby. A fake baby, because nothing is – I don't want to have kids right now. But, yeah, I want my own
–
But I'm down for that. Or if I have to, do the dirty with some guy and then run for president or something, then I will, just to get my own reality show or be on the Dancing with the Stars. Go Callie for her own reality show. So I only have 12 minutes left on my show. Vince, how long do you have for your show?
20 hours.
Wow.
A whole day show.
Yeah. I got a mega show going on, baby.
Damn.
I think it's like another hour. What time is it right now? It's like another hour. Yeah, come over there. Come check my show out.
That could get interesting. Also, I want to say,
considering
Wayne,
so far, my show has been your show.
I saw, like, you called in, like, when Dave called in, and I was like, I wonder if that is Vince. And then, like, we all got talking about my personal life, which I don't care to talk about right now. But, yeah. And then
I'm not bitter.
We went to a song. I'm a little bitter. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to talk about it, and it's recorded, and people will hear it. That's all I got to say.
Well, come over to my show, and we'll talk about it, and we'll work it out. We'll make it all better.
Yeah, not kidding. No.
We'll have the psychology hour of Callie.
I have a lot of mean things to say, and I don't think
and
it would be appropriate. You know how it makes me feel, Dave? I just am a little bit bitter, and I don't understand, like, why a person would do that or, like, even want to do that.
I know how it makes you feel, because you wear sunglasses to hide the emotions.
I wear sunglasses all the time. That's a key known fact. If you know or if you pay attention to my pictures, I'm always in pajamas, slippers, or sunglasses. And maybe sometime a hat. Those are the
four. I'm either
four...
waking up, going to bed, crying, or really happy, but I don't want people to know about that either.
I am not crying. Again, I will stay on record. I will not cry over that bitch. Just honestly, my show did not really. I really didn't want to talk about this out in the open. I was going to be like, oh, we should have a topic on cheating, or we should have a topic on douche drags. I didn't want to clearly state that it was about my personal relationship. But yeah. What's
yeah,
up, everybody?
Versus 60s. Got it. That's the show we should have.
just basically I'm going to be single forever. And I'm going to delete this show because obviously I don't want people to be like, what the hell is she talking about? And I don't want people to listen. Hopefully they're not listening. So don't listen. Don't listen to me right now. Change the blog talk radio. No one's ever told you to stop what you're doing and change the channel. Change
okay.
the channel right now.
Short people versus tall people.
You, I'm sorry, everyone. I don't know how Dave got this number, but I'm all about equality and love and how people are beautiful. We don't need to talk about how people are taller or shorter than other or fatter or smaller. Some have butts, some don't have butts. Some have boobs, some don't. Some have big penises, some don't. You know, who cares? It's about the person inside and what you feel about yourself. You should love yourself. Love yourself.
If not, just buy a bottle of alcohol.
Now, hey, don't tell my listeners that listeners don't listen to Dave Morris. He's a bad influence on you and me because news show has
influence.
Went to shit. Hopefully, no one is listening.
I love myself all the time.
Not like that. Why does everyone say, love yourself? I don't mean by masturbating.
No problem. I'm one step ahead of you.
Evening, it's not in the morning,
I love myself at least three times a day.
Okay. I don't mean masturbate. I don't. That's so. I love yourself in your heart. The other one's the second person. Superman told me. That's just what he thought.
You should give him a pocket pool every once in a while.
Has completely went to shit.
Loving yourself has.
Dave Morris has killed my show.
Okay.
Made me ramble on about me being bitter, and now we're talking about masturbating, which it was not even supposed to be.
I think you brought it up because me and Vincent were just talking about loving each other, or, you know, ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, very nice.
So, yeah. So how's that show going for you? Are you losing any listeners, Vince?
Am I listening? Do I have any listeners? No, of course not. It's BTR. It's just me and Blue Sky in the chat room.
Did you lose any listeners?
Did I lose any listeners? No.
Yeah.
Well, there was. Yeah, I mean, I've had people come in and out, but it's basically just Blue Sky and I right now. I don't know. I can't do the. I can't like be in your chat room and my chat room at the same time. It's kind of. And I don't know if I leave my chat room, does it disappear, or does Blue Sky just sit there
no,
by
as long
herself?
As there's someone in there. Hmm.
Okay,
like
Blue Sky, stay here for a second. I'm just gonna duck into. I'm gonna duck into.
Go from destroying
Callie's
hole
chat
in my
room.
Chat room. I had people. I had hella people in my chat, and then David Morris came on, and then
okay.
everyone left.
All right. Well, you guys know where I'm at. Come over. Come over to Vince in the Bay's program. Although, girl from Detroit, I don't know. She kind of showed where her colors really, really stand at.
She was my listener first, okay? She is
no
my
way,
listener
dude.
First.
Well, she was Ronnie's listener first. I stole her from Ronnie, then you stole her from me.
No. She was my listener first. Then Ronnie used to come into my show and when I was doing shows. And then I stopped doing shows or whatever. And then she went over to Ronnie's. And then somehow you made the kidnap and kidnapped her from me and Ronnie. Like, I'm not cool then. I'm not cool. I thought we were Blog Talk Radio friends. Like, I thought we were. Remember when I said that you and Ronnie were my dads and, like, if you and Ronnie had a kid,
yeah, that's
it would
over
be
now.
Me.
That's over.
And
it's over. I disown you.
Thanks. Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
No problem.
So currently I have my famous husband that I divorced a long time ago, Dave Morris, and my ex-dad, Vince LeBay, on my Blog Talk Show, which I have like 5 minutes left of, which it went to shit. We played really good music.
Sorry about that.
But then we got into...
My fault.
No, I mean, no.
No, no, no. Apparently, you know, 3 minutes before you were on, all the people left as soon as I got in there.
Well, we started talking about my personal life. I think that's what it is. People don't give a shit about my... No one cares about my bitterness. And that's why everyone's like, peace out, yo. So, yeah. And, oh, Great Fox 86 is back in here. He's been at... She's been out of the chat room and in the chat room. Welcome back, dude. More power to you.
Dude.
Hopefully I got a couple of listeners. I wanted to give a big shout out to Jade Sunshine. She said she was a first time listener, and then I didn't see
her. He's a gay fox? He's an 86-year-old gay fox. Is that what his deal is?
I don't. It says gray, not gay.
Oh.
I love how you're trying to spam my chat room with your little Blog Talk thing. Thanks, dude. Thanks.
Yeah, well,
and
of course.
And big shout out to Afro.
Shameless.
Well,
what
do you expect? Gosh. Sounds like
yeah, come check
ago.
Out.
Wait, I have.
Check me out.
Wait,
it's totally
I have somebody.
Right after Kelly.
Wait.
I'm out.
Yeah, right. What? We have somebody from the 586. Where are you from?
It's Detroit.
What up, Detroit?
What's going on? I just want to clear the record. I was your listener first.
Woo! Go power, girl. Go power.
I thought I'd call in because I'm sitting here cracking up. Vince saying, oh, no, I know where her true lies. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Now you know how I feel when Desert Rose has a show and then Vince has a show and, like, I don't know what to do. So I'm in one chat room and then I'm on the phone and then, like, I don't know what to do. I'm just like, I love you both. I just don't know who to choose.
I know. See, I like Desert Rose, too, and I'm like, oh, my God, Kelly's on at the same time. Who do I listen to? What channel
is
do I listen to?
Is she on now?
No, she's not on now. She was on yesterday.
Yeah, I went into her chat and I said hi, and I'm like, I wasn't listening to the show because I was on Vince's show. I don't know why I was on Vince's show. I don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even see Vince's thing up for the live chat. Because I'm like, oh, you're doing a show?
Yeah, I know. They're not
even
talking about it. It's you. It's ridiculous.
We have
I'm in there
listener?
By myself with Blue Sky.
570, where are you from? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, people?
Hi.
My name is Earl Jackson, and I'm calling
Hi.
From Tupelo, Mississippi.
That's cool.
Unfortunately,
thank you
I got
listening.
On the show too late. You want me to sing?
What?
You said sing?
Yes, absolutely. Sing,
yeah,
please.
Sure.
Take it away.
Oh, okay. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are pictures, they're only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide. I don't know the rest of the words.
That's nice.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I don't know what song that was, but that was nice.
Oh, that's the current song from the Muppet movie.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. I have 10 seconds left of this live broadcast. I want to thank everyone for listening. It looks like we're not going anywhere. We're just going to be live on Vince in the Bay. So, Vince in the Bay, you can call at 8-6-7-6-6-7. I'm not good with math. I'm dyslexic when it comes to math, okay? I'm like,
that.
Really? How much that works?
That's okay. You don't know what you're doing. Anyways, it's Vince in the Bay. I am with you for the next hour here. Hopefully, Callie and everybody will join us here in the chat room. Girl from Detroit has already switched over. Appreciate that, baby. We are broadcasting for the next hour. Plenty of time to take calls. 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about anything. We can make all your wild fantasies and dreams come true right here on Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is call in. 347-826-7667. Or we can talk about whatever. I was perusing the Twitter and noticed some stories here of interest. First of all, let's give you a quick rundown of the headlines. Senator Patty Murray wins her fourth term. That's right, Democrat Patty Murray has won a fourth term to the U.S. Senate. Her Republican challenger Dino Rossi conceded the race Thursday evening after giving new vote totals showed Murray widening her lead. That's for the U.S. Senator position in Washington. Also, Haiti is on watch as a tropical storm near the really fucked up island of Haiti. The battered nation of Haiti appears likely to avoid a direct hit, but forecasters expect heavy rains for several days, raising the risks of deadly flooding. Also, Qantas Airlines is grounded for another day. The airline grounded its six A380s yesterday after an engine exploded on flight QF32. Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce says the airline's A380 fleet could be back in the air in the next 24 to 48 hours. That's a quick look at the headlines. This in business news, Starbucks is looking to raise targets as traffic and prices rise. A mug bearing a Starbucks logo is pictured next to a coffee beans during a conference in Tokyo. Blah-bitty-bloobity. Sounds like inflation to me, folks. But our top story is, of course, Twitter is abuzz with this new breaking story that we get from NicoleBitchy.com. Charlie Murphy tells students to fuck you after being booed on stage. That's right, comedian Charlie Murphy was performing a comedy show at Grambling State University last night when he was booed by the students, and he then asked someone nearby for the check that the school paid him to perform. When he received it, he dropped the check on the ground along with his mic and yelled, "Fuck you," to the students seated in the crowd. There you have it, Charlie Murphy, trending on Twitter. That's why. And we got the link to the video also. I'll post that in the chat room for your enjoyment. Check that out. Boom, Charlie Murphy going nuts. Oh, you know what? I got it. I'm still on a conference call here with Callie. What am I going to do here? I can actually bring her back into the show. You want to hear Callie? Callie's still on the show.
It was music, and then it got taken over by Vince in the Bay. And
they have that over here at Chewy's. I don't know if you guys have a Chewy's. And the first time I thought of it, I was like, oh, that's kind of gross. But it's good, actually. It's because it's just like fried fish. Then they put like coleslaw.
Is it risotto?
Kind of some kind of coleslaw thing, like just cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I just did.
It's good. It's not bad. It sounded gross when I first heard it.
I think I invaded.
That's, like, wrong. That's wrong on so many levels, but it's actually really good.
I'm sorry, Vince. I just, like, hijacked your show.
And you know what?
What do you mean? What do you mean you hijacked my show?
Hey, Greg. Good morning.
You're doing your overtime of your show.
I was so excited,
wow,
you guys.
My show.
Okay, so I was doing all the research on you. I was going to try. I'm still going to try.
It's no big deal. I can mute you at any time.
The kids asked me what I wanted for my birthday. And I
no.
The machine.
I want to do it three shows at a time.
To make homemade ravioli.
Oh, nice. This is another show that
I'm
hearing
right
now.
And I was just so excited, you know. I'm gonna try to make homemade.
Are you there, Vince?
Yeah, I'm totally here. What show is that?
I thought it'd be cool. That was Desert Rose. I thought it'd be cool to be like three shows at once.
Let's connect every single BTR show at the same time that's going live right now.
I think that'd be cool.
The ultimate mind fuck. People that come on to BTR Long Hours, just like, everything I turned on just sounded like the same chaotic thing looped over and over. I'm down for that. I think I can have some lines on here. What other shows are on right now?
Free Dumb Nice Radio, East Side PA, Woman and a Mic. One Woman and a Mic. On Fire with the Bahamas. So let's see if she answers.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up in the emergency room. Then, like, 2 days later, I had to go to my regular doctor. And I remember telling him,
Rose's
maybe
show?
I go, the only thing I can think of
yep.
is olive oil. And I don't
who is this bitch talking?
And he's like, oh, no, that's
Desert Rose.
You can have, you know?
No.
Well, after today, looking at the thing, I'm not supposed to have olive oil. That is one of the things
that's,
that will make
that's
everything
Desert
rupture
Rose. The other
up.
Chick wasn't Desert Rose. I don't know who the other chick was.
Sue him. No, I wouldn't do it. But, dang, next time I see him, I'm going to remind him. I'm going to say, you know, you need to listen to your patients. They just
have no clue.
They herd you in and out like cattle. Where? Okay, no more negativity. You guys can call in. I'm answering.
We did call
today.
In, bitch. Put our call on the air.
What?
Calm down, Vince. You're going
to
get a...
not very up to date with her. What if missing them? What?
Here he is, kicked off the show if you cut her out.
What?
She kicked off
it's
the show.
It's funny, too. It's going to be a mind fuck because girl from Detroit's there.
Here. Oh, my God. My birthday
and TD of LA is, too.
Tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Today. No, in 2 days.
2 days, bro. Sure.
In 2 days, I hit a big number. I hit the number I never thought I would ever grow to be this old, ever.
Amazing.
I'm just...
So this is basically bonus round for you.
When I reach 50, all hell is going to break loose.
This is funny. I just think this is funny.
I just peed my pants. That was so funny. No.
Wrong. Oh, wait. Look,
love
I got
unicorns.
A phone call. Hello?
Hi!
Hey!
What's up?
Welcome to Desert Rose Radio Show.
Hi, it's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
And Vince.
How are you? Sorry, I missed your show.
It's cool.
No problem.
Apparently, we have three shows going on. We have your show, Desert Rose. We have Your Girl Cali. And then also, we have Vince and the Bay on all at the same time. So, everyone who is listening to the shows are listening to the same thing.
Yeah.
We just
simulcast.
Pretty much three way everyone's call.
We're going to add every show that's
ooh,
live right
now.
Right now? The same one.
Yeah.
You're on my show and Cali's show right now. And we're going to add more. So, stick around. It's going to be fun. Going to be the ultimate BTR mind hump.
Well, I don't want to hump anything. Wait, so what show?
I'm trying
you?
To keep it PG, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, mind hump. Best I can do.
So who is that, Kelly?
This is Vince in the Bay.
Oh, Vince. Hey, Vince.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, you've actually never seen me. All right. But,
so what's the topic over there? You guys are just listening to what you're listening to?
Well, my my show was mainly music, and then my coworker called in, and he decided to talk about my personal life, and that just lost all my listeners, and they all went away, and I technically deleted that show because my listeners don't need to know about my bitterness. And then Vince called in, and we kind of, like, three-wayed the call and had the show connected, and we were just been talking and pitching the most fun.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I was wondering why it was so quiet tonight.
Thank you, very nice.
Been fine.
But, yeah. Girl from Detroit. I know, right? Like, the day that I don't, like, decide to do a show, everyone has shows. And it's just so hard when there's shows on that you want to listen to, and you want to listen live and chat with the person. But you can't because, I love to talk to you and interact with you, and then, like, Vince has a show, and then, like, someone other person has a show. I was like, what the heck do I do?
We can punk somebody.
Oh.
Absolutely, we should.
Wait, let's see. I don't know. Oh, there's Rambo and... I don't know what these people. Do you?
No, I don't
know.
I've talked to
Rambo before.
If we wait a little while, we can punk Constantine. 15 more minutes. That's funny. So what have you guys been up to?
Work and school.
Oh, that's cool. Did you hear my dream?
No, what happened?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Oh, mm-hmm. It was long. It was a long dream. Well, anyways, to make a long story short, I dreamt that I was being swept away in a flood.
What the heck?
So I was waiting for someone to call in and interpret it for me.
I had a dream about me, like, having a baby. I know that means new beginnings, but just the thought of me having...
I think so.
Yeah.
Whoa, that must have been weird.
It was, like, yeah, just... And I, like,
so how's your boyfriend thing doing?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay, well, I won't go
to that. Cheated on twice. Yeah, it was no bueno. It was
the arrogant one?
Ryan? The one not the one in my past. It was someone that I was dating at the time when you said that. That's why I was like, wait, should I date somebody? And then, like, yeah. I like someone else. And then that department, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Think of that would be danger, like that would be my biggest fear. I didn't do anything, but
I was really, did you do anything illegal?
Huh?
Did you do anything illegal?
No, but I always feel like guilty because I'm not out in the workforce kind of thing. I work from home. So I always think I'm going to get in trouble. I don't know. It's my issues. I got issues.
I apologize. I muted myself there. Blue Sky, hopefully you can hear me now. If not, I would say maybe refresh. There. Okay, you got me now. Great. Just want to remind you that you are tuned, and I know it's confusing, but you are tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, yours truly, Vincent DeBene. Taking your calls still at 347-826-7667. I've got 44 minutes ready left to go on the show. For the last 20 minutes or so here, we have been simulcasting with your girl, Callie. We actually started off, we were simulcasting just with your girl, Callie, and then her show ended, but she went into overtime, and we joined her in overtime, and now we have three-wayed in with Desert Rose's show right now. So we're going to jump back in there and join, already in progress, your girl Callie and Desert Rose right here on Disorderly Conduct. Join me on the air at 347-826-7667. Let's jump back into the action.
The mind.
I feel like this is like a football game, and like he's doing a play by play. Like
see my text. I was like, who's that? Is that gone?
Hey guys, did you hear about Charlie Murphy?
I don't know who that is.
Do you know who Eddie Murphy is?
I thought it was Vince. Was it Vince?
It wasn't, right?
It still is Vince.
Was that you just talking?
It's me just talking right now, talking about Charlie Murphy.
Oh, okay. You know what it is? Your
the
voice is fluctuating in the volume. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Sound
maybe
like
I'm
a
having
totally
some problem
person.
With my headset.
Yeah.
It's probably
headset. Oh, okay. Because it sounded like it was somebody totally different. I was like, who is that? That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Vince in the Bay. Reporting to you live from California, holding it down.
Oh, me too. We're all in California. We're Cali people.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. It's the West Coast crew.
West Coast? Well, no, I mean, what area are you in? What county?
Thank you. Very nice.
County? I'm in Santa Clara County.
Yeah. Oh, you're up north.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty up there.
It's fantastic,
measures.
Beautiful.
I'm from Ventura County. I was raised in Thousand Oaks, but right now I'm in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're hella all close.
We're like a triangle,
we're all
the trifecta.
Close to each other.
Yeah.
You guys are holding down the
you
valley.
Know, if we all started driving right now, we probably could meet in about 2 hours.
Yep.
In Los Banos.
In the center. We can find a Denny's.
Hell yeah.
A Denny's in like
Denny's.
In Los Banos, probably.
I have the shortest drive. Yay.
Wait,
all right.
Are you here, Texas? Oh, wait.
I think they're getting annoyed with our three-way. Well, Texas Patriot 2010 is.
Oh.
What the hell are you talking about?
Texas in our
Patriots
chat room.
A problem? What's Texas Patriots' problem right now? Maybe I can alleviate the problem.
I was waiting for some people to call in, and I got sidetracked. We got somebody in Oregon, Miss C Gypsy. That's a cute name. That's a cute nick, C Gypsy. Okay, Greg, so you don't think that it's my, like, I'm not going to die right now or anything like that, right? You don't think that's what a dream meant, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. That's all right. I get all scared. Like, that was the weirdest dream. I've been dreaming a lot lately. And I'm like one of those people where it'll affect my whole day, you know, until I figure out what its meaning is. the Farmville horse. Oh yeah, I didn't tell you about that. I healed this Farmville horse.
You healed the
Farmville, like there was this pony in my dream and it was dying. So I reached my hand, and it was my fault because I neglected it. And I reached my hand out, and I knew that if I touched it, it would heal. And then when I touched it, all these magical things went up, and it ended up being this beautiful blue horse, you know?
Like My Little Pony.
Yeah, like that. Like magical, you know, but I just felt so bad for it. So telepathically, I was telling it I was sorry. And it forgave me. It totally forgave me. And then it ended up saving me in the flood.
Aww.
I should write a book.
Thank you, very nice.
So, Vince, how's your chat room going? You have a lot of people tonight?
Vince? Hello? I don't know where you went.
His mic?
Probably
you see him on your switch?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I was muted. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I'm chopping up here in my chat room. I've got actually three different chat windows open. I'm streaming live on Ustream, Livestream, Justin TV, and it's really crazy keeping up with all these different chat streams. A lot of people giving positive feedback. They really think both you girls are sexy, and they're wondering if you guys are available.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is the Desert Rose Radio Show. I'm your host, Desert Rose, and I'm here live on Blog Talk Radio with these two people.
Hi, I'm Callie. I currently deleted this show because I talked about my personal life, which I didn't want to talk about it. But this is three shows in one, and you guys are listening to Vince Monday, Desert Rose, and Callie. Why are we doing this? I have no clue. We are that bored, and we all love each other, and we all decided to have shows at the same time. So why not? We'll all have one show.
Thank you. Very nice.
I want to watch Vince on Ustream. That would be funny.
Yeah. Good night, Stanger. And you'd like to say hello to Lighthouse. He's at the hospital suck. I know. We were just talking about that. That was funny. That was a good intro.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Conduct. We're doing a three-way simulcast here with your girl Callie and Desert Rose taking your calls over here on 347-826-7667. And we joined Desert Rose and your girl Callie already.
I have an ego.
In progress.
All right. Interview's done.
Okay. So I'm talking about my secret. What do you want to know? If you ask me a question, I will tell you. PD, if you ask me a question, I will tell you. I don't know what I can tell you. Like, what kind of secrets? Like, I don't know. I don't keep secrets. Everything, I Twitter everything.
What's your favorite color bra?
I have a yellow one, and I love the color yellow, and so I bought it to show off, and that didn't really work out. But I bought it to show off, and then, like, yeah. But it's my favorite.
There's a secret, PD. Okay, no more questions. Vince is, I think he's in archives. Are you in archives, or are you on live right now? Are you both in archives?
No, I'm on live right now. For another 34 minutes, I'm live.
It doesn't say that you're live.
Well, because it's BTR conspiring against
me. Yeah, it doesn't show you're on air.
I know.
That's weird.
They don't, they've blackballed me. They don't show me anywhere.
Well, in 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes, we're going to invade another Blog Talk Radio show.
Okay. Which one's that going to be?
I don't know. Rose, which one are we invading?
Hmm?
Which
Constantine.
Okay.
We'll scare him. You're going to scare him. We'll let you do the talking. You talk first, and then...
Me?
Something. Yeah.
Why? Do
he'll
I know this
know
person?
My voice. He'll know it's me.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But don't tell him. Wait, do I have a guest in here? No, I have no guest in here, so don't tell him.
Okay. So what do I say? Like, hi, I'm Callie. What's your name? And, like, ask him questions and, like,
ask him if he wants to get drunk and make out.
Okay.
Well, his thing is politics, so you can say.
Oh, God. Gay rights! Woo! Yes, PD, you can.
Ask her in the chat room, PD. I'm not.
You can
say it on the air.
You can ask me, and I will answer on the air. Because that's how I roll.
No, but he wants me to ask you. You can ask her. Oh, you're in the hospital right now, Lighthouse? I'm glad you finally got to go. Golly. You get to go home. Okay, who's... This is so weird. I don't even have any topics. I have nothing to say tonight. Except my news, you know? I don't even have anybody to throw down on. That's right. This is Thursday night throwdown. Do you guys need to throw down on anything?
Girl, I have a lot to throw down on.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't want you to have to delete this one. Okay.
No, I will share. I already deleted it, so technically no one will hear it.
Oh, he wants to know what color is your toothbrush.
Pink.
Probably yellow. Wait, what is it?
It's pink.
Oh, see, it's cute. It's pink. What color is your toothbrush, Vince?
I think it is pink or light, really light purple. Can't remember. I'll have to go look.
Oh. See? Now you want to know what mine is?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is aqua
black.
With a purple stripe and a white heart, and then it's got this red little stripe thing on the top.
Nice. I know. Damn. Mine's pink, and then you're like, it's aqua, and with this,
and
with that.
The whole tilting thing, and then the, you know, I don't know. And then the brushes are all uneven because it's supposed to do something.
What is this supposed to do?
Those ones. They have, like, the brushes are in different angles so that it will get your back teeth and all that.
Is it electric? Or is it just manual?
No. Just manual.
How is that asking what color of toothbrush is dirty? That's not good. But thanks.
How come we don't see Vince on air? I don't understand how that works.
I don't know.
Thank you, very nice.
That is weird. Oh, you know who you should call?
Who?
Whiskey a Go-Go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Yada?
She's fun. Yeah, no, she'll...
You seen that one, Vince?
Yeah. Is she on right now?
In about, yeah, right now it's just starting.
Oh, sweet. Let's totally call her.
All right, well, you guys
great
will
call.
Have, one of you will have to call her because I already have the three. I already
yeah, no
have
problem.
Pulled both of you online.
No problem. We'll figure it out. So who's going to call her?
Okay.
I can't.
I think I might be able to add another call. What's the number? Tell me, show me the number.
All right, I'll go in there. Hold on.
Is
she gonna flip out?
Hmm.
Is she gonna flip out?
Weird. All right. So anyways,
No. If she saw me on the show,
the number is 347-884-8261. You can feel free to call in if you like. I'm glad you guys are here hanging out with me. Sloop and Lighthouse and Miss C Gypsy and Greg. Greg, thank you very much for the help with that. PD and Texas Patriot.
All right, the number is
8-5-8-6-8-3-7-0-5.
Hold on.
Give me a minute. I'm not ready yet. Just start over again. What is it?
Hold on. It asked me if I want to follow this person. I don't want to follow this person because I don't know this person.
Don't follow them. Let's just ask.
Right.
What's the number again?
8-5-8-6-8-3-0-7-0-5.
6-8-3-0-7-0-5.
So.
Mhm.
Oh.
Okay, I'm calling right now, and I'm going to merge the calls.
I don't know how this is working.
Here we go, merging calls.
All right.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller entry.
This is the fucked up thing, is I'm pressing 1.
Please hold, and you will be able to listen to the show.
This is Val Villano.
Really?
And we are going to be jamming and jiving and moving and grooving and rock and rolling in the next few hours right here on Whiskey Go Go Late Night Comedy. And we have a very special guest that many of you that have been here before know her as Bobika LaShwanda. Give it up for Bobika. She's going to be co-hosting with me for the next 2 hours, and we are taking calls. Just so you know, it's an open mic every night right here at Whiskey Go Go. It is improv. We pick a theme. Bring your voice character. I just ask you to bring your character and role play with this. Let's have a good time. What do you say, Bobika?
Oh, I hear you, girl. I have some technical difficulties with the
Yeah.
Get your technology straight out. Go away.
It's all needs an enema. Situation.
Connect now and find out more. Get a free bankruptcy evaluation by a local attorney today. Press the star key now to be connected to Total Bankruptcy.
Somebody please
get
that person.
Oh, my goodness. Well, already we got a caller from the 707 area. I think this might be Jake, reverse circumcision. Jason, are you with us?
Yeah.
Hello. I kind of figured as much. How's your stitches doing?
My circumcision is coming along great. I hope to fuck.
What the fuck?
Like
oh,
you.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, hey, Bears, we all do, but you're going to have to watch that language, child.
Oh, yeah.
Like a two.
Put that land down the law.
You're going to do what?
Hello?
Child,
hello. Are you cutting that?
It cuts
hello?
Right in the door, just like you said, girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Thank you, very nice.
Get it? It got cut.
It got cut. But that's
hello?
Baby, nobody told you to go down to the doctor and have that stuff done. You just did that all on your own.
Thank you very
I did.
Much.
So, and it had to
you
be
got
done.
66 stitches.
How about you? Are you cut?
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, I care. Straight razor.
The point.
There should be like subtitles for this.
Right here with Kid Coco. Oh, boy. You know,
improv.
Most people know me as having a pretty serious mindset with a serious attitude, which I do have. And
oh, yeah.
By the way, it's very profitable. But on this show, I have declared that there'd be no censorship. So,
ooh,
like I said earlier, if you're not the right platform for you. You know what I mean? Hombabika, my girl.
That's true, girl. If you easily offend, you need to stay home.
What the?
And turn your computer off. I'm trying to get my stuff all signed up in there.
That's it. Hombabika, did you hear that Timmy Spencer has announced his candidacy for the 2012 presidential elections?
I did. I heard that.
What do you think of that? Isn't that wonderful?
I
vote for him too.
I would vote for him. You would do
what? So he told me I could be the first lady.
Oh yeah.
Uh
huh. Oh what the? Oh girl, that's great. But what Bobica gonna do?
Mhm. You know what Bobica? I think I'm gonna take you with me.
True that.
True that.
Would be great. That'd be good. Bobica needs to do something to get out of the house because her lazy old boyfriend don't want to do nothing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And you know what tonight's theme is? I've been thinking about this. You know what I think tonight's
theme
is going to be about?
Theme?
What's that?
What is it? I think tonight's theme should be about what really pisses you off.
The fact that there wasn't
just
a theme about this show yet?
Huh?
I can tell you right now what be pissing me off.
Okay, you tell me, girl.
Not getting my check. But I got my checks today. They was in the mail.
Ooh, I heard you called into Freedomizer earlier tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to talk to me too much.
No, I don't think Proof Negative took you very serious. That was kind of sad.
I was serious.
Mm-hmm.
I always do. Well, yeah, sometimes. I'm a little sleepy. I'm a little sleepy.
You're feeling
tonight.
Sleepy?
I'm going to be kind of low-key.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I tell you what, this computer needs to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I'm going to get this night started off with George Carlin, a list of people who ought to be killed. Oh, Flip
hey,
Girls, George, you have to say about that.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
I am going to go.
This is something I probably told you before. I never fucked a 10.
This is
never
me tired, too.
But one night,
I
fucked
like
five girls. Yeah.
I will talk to you on Twitter,
and I think that ought to count.
All right, baby. Take care.
Here's something you never hear a man say. Stop sucking my dick or I'll call the...
All right, I'm getting rid of that. Yeah, so she just plays comics. I don't know. I like better when she prank calls other shows. Too bad she doesn't know my show is on. Maybe she can prank call me. Just trying to do her a favor there. Anyways, I'm going to take a little break here, play some music. And be right back.
Stick around.
Give me a call. I have 18 minutes remaining in the program. 347-826-7667. Right back. Yes. Vince in the Bay back here with you. Unmuted, I hope. I want to thank Girl from Detroit and Blue Sky 69 for holding it down in the chat room with me here this evening / morning. And it is 12:15 in the a.m., and I'm already missing my favorite program, although I DVR it every night so I can watch it. I'll watch it when I sign off here in 15 minutes, 13 minutes now. Red Eye. I don't know if you guys know what Red Eye is all about. I don't know if you've heard Red Eye before, but it's my favorite. I like watching my favorite block of comedy, late night comedy. Yes, I like to watch Stewart and Colbert, and then straight from that into Red Eye. It's like 1 hour. The first hour is like left wing satire and comedy and blah blah blah. And the second hour is Red Eye, which is right-wing version of the same thing. And I like how they don't conflict. They just flow. Obviously, I miss Jon Stewart and Colbert a lot. Like, I didn't see the Rally for Sanity. I missed that. I saw some of the PJTV take sort of angle videos online about it. It's about what I expected. I wasn't really surprised or whatever. It is what it is. But it's been fun tonight hanging with Desert Rose and your girl Callie. Your girl Callie is pretty much the fixture here in the program. She comes on, does special segments with us. Sometimes she reports things. She's, of course, our Dancing with the Stars correspondent. She's our entertainment correspondent. And she's a news contributor here. And she also co-hosts the program sometimes here with me. And we like to keep you up to date on things. Last night we tried to analyze the elections, of course, and, you know, bringing that coverage to you, that analysis that you're not going to get anywhere else but here. From Vince on the Bay on Disorderly Conduct. That's the program. And the number is, we still got 10 minutes if you want to call, 347-826-7667. Let's see if there's anything going on with the other line. Desert Rose, are you there? Your girl, Callie, are you there? I think it might have gone dead. Thank you, everybody. I think that's just the host. We'll put him on mute. Anywho, thanks for kicking it here. 10 minutes to go. Oh, shit. Yes, that's the number I got to call. I got 10 minutes left. Crap. Okay, I got to take a leak because I'm kind of nervous. But I think, I don't know how long they dumped you, Vince. It's a big conspiracy, Blue Sky. You don't even know. The feds are after me. The BTR gods are against me. It's just ridiculous. But I'm going to play a quick track here and then try to give Rambo a call before my show ends. Or maybe I'll do Rambo in my bonus hour. If you want to call in, Blue Sky 69, or girl from Detroit, and join me. It might take a while. I don't know. We'll just go into overtime with the Rambo thing if it's good. It's fun. If not, you know, we'll stop. But I think we'll play a track here and then try to get this set up and see if we can't do this. So you got 9 minutes left to give me a call and join in on the fun. 347-826-7667. Do it, baby.
Caravan is coming. Old guitars are strumming, chief is sitting high. high with gold across the chest. I'm just a little child. I don't even own a guitar, but mama, they got girls that I love the best. Lela, 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 pala tute. Часка на мерес, нарава пала латре. Лела, 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 лела пала туте. About the bling, here is a guitar for you, my little chavo. If you sleep to kissing, you gotta play this thing. La 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 la, la la pala tute. Chacana mer, merava pala late. La 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 la, la la pala tute.
Die, die, die. That's right. Go, go, Bordello there. So this is what I'm going to try to do here. I'm going to try to add a call. Yes, totally add me, Blue Sky, for my Skype. How do I figure out what my Skype thing is? Just like my number. Skype me. What does that mean? Online. Totally online. Available. Please. View my profile. Maybe my profile tells you. I guess just search for me on Skype. I think if you just search my name on Skype, you'll find it. It's the same picture that I use for this one. So I'm going to try to call Rambo here. Come totally hook up with me on Skype. I think my camera actually works on Skype. If you girls want to call me on Skype, I think I can do video if I'm connected Skype to Skype. I'm not sure. It's like my video, in camera video on my Mac. It's an old school MacBook Pro. For what area? 408 area code, Bay Area, San Jose. I don't know. But let me see if I can add a call here. What was that number for Rambo? I'm trying to get this going here. I only got 3 minutes to go to get into Rambo's show. I don't know if it's worth it. Okay, here we go. 646-727-2638. All right. And I should be able to merge the calls.
Talk Radio.
There we go.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
That's so weird, it won't. Oh, he's rocking out. Oh, no. Okay, I don't know. I guess we're not going to get on that program before the show ends here. We have 2 minutes remaining. I want to thank Blue Sky 69, a girl from Detroit, for coming through. I don't know if you want to hang out. I might be over in Rambo's show, I guess, or I don't know. I'm going to be trolling around on one of these shows left over and watching Red Eye at the same time. Anyways, oh yeah, hit me up on Skype too. I gave you my Skype. And all right, Blue Sky 69, we are already linked up. I'm going to have to get off of my Skype here, so I have to end the show, and then I can connect with you on Skype. So here we go. Let's end the program here with some Galactic, featuring Denimin. This track is Valley of Pain, right here on Disorderly Conduct. Hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. Remember to join me again probably tomorrow night, unless something better is going on. It's Vince in the Bay, and it's Disorderly Conduct. Good night.